Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, and I'm going to lead this day off. We're going to be talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. How you doing?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. So the first thing I want to bounce off of you is and this is just purely a discovery thing. So I don't know if you know this or not, but have I ever told you that Terran Tactical Innovations is a sponsor here?
No, I don't believe you have.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, Taryn, when we're talking about the guns he's going to build for me this year, the first thing he said, why don't I send you the guns that I carry concealed? And Taryn and I are built fairly close enough to it, and especially with the hand size. So I was curious as to what these were going to be. And I got one of them this past week. Now, do you remember? And I think I had this discussion with you. I have long thought, in the same vein of the Glock 45, which is a combination of the shorter slide of the 19 and the full grip of the 17, I think I may have made mention to you one time before that I would really think it would be cool if I could get a Glock 26 slide with a Glock 19 grip. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, correct.
So, and the reason for that is, one, I can shoot the Glock 26 like nobody's business. Even when I was, that was the one that I could shoot even above when I was having all the trouble with the low left nonsense.
Right.
So, the gun that Terran Tactical sent to me was the Glock 43X. And this has Gen 3, what are the name of those? Shield Arms magazines, 15 round magazines. So, I essentially have a Glock 19 grip, although it's narrower, with a Glock 26 length slide, although it is narrower. And that is a very interesting gun.
But it's still, when you say narrower, it's still a double stack mag?
It's still a double stack mag. It's got 15 rounds, and it's flush fit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because they with the shield arms magazines, you have to do something to the mag release, because if you don't, it's polymer on metal, so you have to do something to make it metal on metal where it'll last longer.
Right, correct.
And like when I was telling our buddy Paul Markle about this, he was like, all the shield arms magazines are garbage. Not the Gen 3 ones. The Gen 3 ones run like a Swiss watch.
Good deal.
So I took the gun out, and you know, it's already got a little narrow Trijicon optic on it. And I started running that thing, and I was amazed. Very viable carry gun. And I've got, let's see. They sent me two more spare magazines to go with it, and I found two the other day. So I can carry this little gun with five spare magazines that takes up less space.
Right. I'm going to have to look into that, because I just did I just returned from a gig up in North Georgia, just about an hour north of Atlanta.
Right.
And on my way back home, I stopped by Smyrna and linked up with a very good friend of mine at Glock.
Right.
And during the conversation at lunch, he happened to tell me that the 43X is currently the most popular pistol that Glock is selling right now.
Well, the Glock magazines that come with the stock are 10 rounders.
Right.
And Like Palmetto State Armory makes something called, what do they call it? The Dagger. They make the Dagger. It has a 15-round magazine that will fit into it. And Shield Arms makes a 15-round magazine if you get the Gen 3.
Right.
But beyond that, I mean, you basically have a gun that's about the same. It's a little heavier than a Glock 43 with a single stack.
Mm-hmm.
Same basic profile, just a little bit thicker.
Right.
And, you know. And I would be interested to see you shoot that and see what you thought about it, because I know I know a guy named Bob Keller. He's in Florida too. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The name sounds familiar.
He runs Gamut Resolutions.
Okay.
He carries a Staccato CS. And the Staccato CS is the smallest Staccato they make. And he says, I have a small gun that does everything I need it to do, but in a, you know, if it's a handgun only thing and it's a handgun encounter, whatever that means, it is a handgun right. that will do everything I need it to do, and it's small. And if it is a rifle encounter, I don't want, you know, I want the smallest handgun I can find.
Say that again?
He wanted the smallest, most compact handgun he could carry. If he's in a right. weapon, you know, if he's running around with a rifle,
right?
He's like, if I have a handgun that checks all the boxes,
right,
and yet at the same time it's small and easy to transport and easy to carry,
right.
So that's why he went with that, because the magazines are smaller, so that makes it lighter,
right? Everything's just that much more compact,
right,
for carry.
Right. Yeah. So I would be interested to see you get hold of one of those and run that, because is it about capacity with the gun? You want as many bullets as you can carry, right?
Well, there's a balance point. Capacity is important just to reduce the possibility of having to load, but capacity is really not that big of a deal when you look at the standpoint that you should be loading when you want to and not when you have to.
Right.
But there's a balance point there.
Okay. Well, I mean, but if you had a 15-round handgun that you could shoot, even if it was a small handgun, would that put you right. off about it? If you can grip it, manipulate it, do all the stuff, that wouldn't... Okay.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, you piqued my interest. I'm gonna have to pick one up and do some work with it.
Well, see, I have a Glock 43 as well, and I got the Glock 43 for when I was out there filming, because when I'm filming something and everything, I want a gun on me. But with some of the holsters I run, I'm constantly having to resight it because it slips a little bit, and so. I wanted something smaller, so I got the Glock 43. However, the Glock 43X is that Goldilocks spot where it's wide enough for me to have that grip that I want to feel. And at the same time, it's really small. It's really controllable. I mean, I'm just sitting back going, wow. I understand why he carries it now. The other gun he carries is the... He's sending me one of these too, a SIG P365 XL. But he thinks the Glock, of course, is the superior gun. I don't know why he carries the other one, but that's the only SIG he will consider, the P365. He thinks the P320 is junk. Or so he tells me, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
It's all, you know, what's most important in respect to carrying anything,
right,
is your confidence in the pistol of choice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Holster, all the things, practice, repetition.
Yeah. Everything's got to balance out.
Okay. Coming up on the first break, Mr. Harrington here, he runs something called Combat Speed LLC. And you got to follow him on Facebook, SDave_Harrington, to find out when he's doing a gig, because he's doing gigs all the time anymore. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back on the investusa.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. So let's get into something else that I've been hearing a lot of people talking about here lately. Have you ever heard of the offensive handgun concept?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And the reason I ask this is it's a very simple thing, actually. I think this began to be broached like when the Roland special came out. You remember the Roland special, the Glock 19?
Yes.
So the Roland right. special comes out, and it's got an optic, it's got a compensator, it's got a flashlight, which is pretty much how everybody runs a handgun nowadays. Most people have a handgun with either an optic or a flashlight, or sometimes both. Compensator, maybe not so much. But when I heard about this, this is a thing that was sort of a mystery for me, because with someone who's out in the wild and something happens, offense versus defense is really a matter of motive and tactics, isn't it? It's not about the gear that you have to do it. It's about how you're going to employ it.
Correct. And what is your intent? Not so much motive, but intent.
Right.
What is your intent? How do you choose to handle a situation, so to speak?
Right. So knowing this, I see these people bringing up this thing called the offensive handgun concept. Now, is that confusing for a newbie? When a newbie gets out there and says, well, there's defense and there's offense. Well, yeah. No kidding. But, I mean, for most people, do they need to be worried about offensive operations on a day-to-day basis? And the fact that apparently there's another class you got to go take if you want to be offensive.
Well, wow. To be offensive, yes, you're going to have some training and conditioning in order to do that, because in my interpretation of what you're describing, the general intent for carrying a pistol concealed
right.
in the first place is for defensive purposes.
Right.
So in a sense, you're talking personal protection of yourself or your loved ones. So, therefore, here's where the fine line comes from. If you're in a situation, if you're caught up in a situation where, you know, you have some bad guys that have already, targeted you and displayed the intent of taking action against you and your loved ones, then what is the decision point to employ your firearm? Now, here's where the fine line comes from. Are you going to wait until they take action against you before you respond? Or, based on your training and conditioning, but overall your confidence in your judgment and reading the situation, take action before they have the opportunity to take action against you. Kind of like a good offense is the best defense. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
For me personally, I'm certainly, based on my read of the situation and my judgment, I'm not going to wait for someone to take action against me before I do something about it. So, therefore, on the outside looking in, that may appear as if I'm taking offensive action in order to defend myself. And that is an absolute correct read. But again, do you have the confidence and skill to do that? Whereas an entry-level person, and when I say an entry-level person, you know, like your average bear, that does not have the training and conditioning like someone like myself, that is putting a lot off on that person in order to be able to reach those decision points and take action, because they don't have the necessary or what they may believe to be the fact they don't have the necessary ability to do that. But it's not something that's hard to do. That's there's always the basic human instinct to survive. And what are you willing to do to survive?
Right.
Remember the old cliche, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6?
Yes.
It's kind of a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Right.
Because any more with the level that forensics has achieved being able to forensically define what happened or what took place, and basically any more, I can't remember the percentage, a very high percentage of time that you're actually under some type of camera surveillance. So by the time the forensics are completed on the situation, based on the information that can be put together, how did it actually go down? How did it actually play out? So as long as you're doing the right thing at the right time every time, as the good guy, you should be able to be exonerated, or at least your decision-making process can be backed up. But that brings in another point of interest.
Right.
Would you or will you be able to clearly articulate your decision points and your actions? Everybody, should be prepared, to be able to do that. And a lot of people, it depends on what your training and conditioning is in respect to your level of awareness, your ability to manage adrenaline.
Hold on right there. The adrenaline. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. We were just discussing the whole nebulous idea of, I guess this boils down to labels, doesn't it? Do we need to work? I mean, if you're going to learn pistol craft, for example, do we need to worry about the labels? And if somebody comes up with a new label, do we need to sit back and go, oh, I haven't trained on that, and worry about that? Or are the fundamentals going to work in most places and in most cases?
Well, you're talking about, as far as I'm concerned, you're talking about two different things.
Yep.
Okay. Your skill with a firearm, whatever make, model, and type it is one side of it. Whereas the actual handling of the situation, your mindset, or what you are prepared to do in respect to solving the tactical problem that you're presented with, is the other half of it. So what it all boils down to is, what is your level of awareness about yourself? You know, can you maintain the necessary level of awareness to pay attention to not only what you're doing, but what is going on around you? Because predators are predators,
right?
And they're going to display predator behavior. So what do you know and understand about predators and how they act when they're identifying their next weakest target? And do you display weakness? You know, what kind of target are you? Do you present an easy target? You may or may not be, I'm just going to say this. I don't know how this is going to sound, but do you display weakness and present yourself as a target?
Yeah.
And one of the first critical nodes of that is, are you not paying attention to what's going on around you? Are you like completely absorbed? You know, you, for example, you see people, you know, walking around with their face in their phone, and they're more concerned about what's going on in their phone than they are with what's going on around them.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
That would be not good. You've got to pay attention to what's going on around you 360 degrees and be aware. And it's the same thing. It's one of the most important aspects that I place emphasis on when I am working with people in respect to whatever it is, whatever the topic is that we're trying to learn, is one of the highest value points of interest that I feel that I can do for someone is teach them how to become self-aware. And one of the ways I do that is I put emphasis on, you know, not only paying attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, but once you have completed an action, where are your powers of immediate recall? Now, we're talking about memory, a portion of your memory, but the your powers of immediate recall allow you to do a mental review of everything that you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that allowed you to accomplish task X, whatever that was that you just performed, right?
Right.
And it takes, you know, time and energy to do it. It doesn't take a lot of time. It can take, you know, just a few seconds. But you should do that because your powers of immediate recall are what you rely on in respect to becoming self-aware, and the emphasis that I'm trying to place right now is the moment you can become self-aware, work and develop your powers of immediate recall in respect to everything that you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that allowed you to perform well or correct whatever was less than in respect to your performance, allows you to become, you basically teach yourself how to become self-aware to the extent that you can self-critique. And once you become, once you capture that level of awareness and the ability to self-critique your performance, that's when true progression begins. But if you were, for example, if, you know, if you're firing a handgun, and the worst response that I can get when I ask someone, you know, okay, explain to me what just happened. Well, I don't know. Well, why not? I mean, should I allow you to continue? If you don't know what you're doing when you're doing it, why should I allow you to continue with a loaded weapon in your hands? Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Kind of a balance point there. But it's all learned. And from a very entry-level point to even acquiring a very high level of skill, what is the balance point of actual skill progression? It's not, I don't believe it's got anything to do with like the amount of training you have or the amount of rounds you have fired downrange. It's got everything to do with what's going on in your mind and how you approach what you're doing and your ability to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, developing your immediate powers of recall so you can become self-aware to the extent that you can self-critique. And once, but you know, you have to have the knowledge base and everything that goes, you know, there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
I don't want to make it sound too easy, but your level of awareness really depends on the individual. But how do you get them to become, you know, a way to describe it is when you're working with somebody and you see a light bulb come on.
Right.
Oh, there it is. I don't want to make it, I don't want to oversimplify it, but it's not difficult either. It just depends on the individual and what they know and understand about themselves and what is their actual ability to pay attention to what they're doing while they're doing it. And once it's completed, do a mental review of everything that you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that allowed you to perform well or correct the less than actions that took place. Let me expand on that a little bit.
Well, you know, start to expand because we're coming up on the next break. You can start to expand.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Combat Speed LLC. Combat Speed LLC, this is where Dave plies his trade. In order to find out what's going on with that, you have to roll those dice, and you have to follow him on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. Three little letters, S. Dave Harrington, three words, excuse me. And then not only will you find out what he's got going on, you might find out that he's... he's learned a new guitar riff or something like that. And, you know, just watch that. And, Dave is quite the varied individual. He's not just a one trick pony. He does quite a few things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back on the investusa.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were starting to get into some specifics on certain things. So I'm going to let you go ahead and get into that because I had to stop you right in the middle of it.
Okay, no worries. I'll just pick up where I left off.
Right.
Check it out. You know, my name's Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ.
Right.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
We're all human beings. We're
right.
all subject to failure.
Of course.
And what people need to generally get over or come to understand, which will help them get over the simple fact that, you know, normally people expect too much out of themselves. They expect to, perform well consistently, and that's not a bad thing, but they get spun out if they make a mistake or make an error. Well, one thing that I came to realize very early on in my own progression was it's not so much the focus on making a mistake, because we're prone to make mistakes as a human being. How do you handle the mistake? Are you prepared? What do you know? What do you understand? And what allows you to recover from the error and continue to perform well or complete the task? You follow me?
I do.
An individual once upon a time made the observation or comment, man, I wish I could perform well like that all the time. You know, sometimes, you know, when the planets line up and everything just goes as well as it possibly could and you perform extremely well, that is the moment in time where you need to exercise your powers of immediate recall and do a mental review of everything you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that allowed you to perform well and file that.
Right.
Because that is the same set of circumstances, if you're going to perform that same task again, that is the same set of circumstances that you want to replicate. And that's how you build a level of consistent performance. And once you build a level of consistent performance, then you have enough material to begin to analyze and self-critique and come to an understanding of what allows you to perform consistently. And then you just continue to refine those aspects. But this cat had made the observation that, you know, your level of, I can't remember his exact words, but what he was getting at was wondering, how can I perform as consistently as I do and get everything right? Well, the thing, you know, over and over and over, get everything right over and over. Well, the thing about it is, I'm never working with perfection, or I'm never working with best case. When I'm working at speed or applying myself, just relaxing and perform at my ability level, I'm constantly making decisions in respect to what is good enough. Is this, am I doing this well enough? Am I seeing what is good enough, like in respect to aiming? Are my sights aligned well enough to fire and ensure a good hit?
Right.
I'm never really doing anything perfect, but I'm certainly doing everything well enough to perform well. Did you follow me on that?
I do. I did.
And if I could do everything perfectly every time, you know, that would be something else. I would be surprised. It's just a matter of repetition, consistency, and your judgment in respect to what you're doing while you're doing it. And that requires a certain level of self-awareness about yourself that is learned. And it just, and what I'm talking about just doesn't apply to shooting, even though it's, you know, it's kind of a complex thing to do, with any firearm to shoot well. But it's, what it really all boils down to is, how bad do you want to be good? And how do you pursue, what is your understanding of the material and what it is you want to accomplish? And the decision points that you arrive at in how to best accomplish your goals. You know, like, for example, as simple as it gets, a lot of people don't understand the difference between training and practicing. Well, if you're going to learn something new, then you're going to have to receive training on that. Well, at what point do you come to know and understand every aspect of, let's say, specific task X, to where you get to the point you're comfortable in performing task X over and over until task X becomes a natural part of your ability? That's practicing. The training part is the learning aspect of whatever it is you're trying to do.
Right.
Then going out and practicing it is a totally different thing, because you already know and understand it. You don't need someone to train you to do it, because you already know and understand it.
Right.
But you still have to practice. And that's where a lot of people fall down, because they think going to a training gig, you know, once a quarter, or, you know, as much as they can afford to participate in a training event. I know guys that can afford to go, you know, to a training event like once or twice a quarter, and that is their practice. They're going to a training event is their practice, which is perfectly okay for them, I guess. But how much time and energy and resources, because everything is getting that much more expensive, and not to mention the most valuable commodity that you have is your time. So step back and take a look at what is your balance of life and how much time can you commit to training and practice to become good at whatever it is you want to be good at.
Right.
And in this instance, we're talking about shooting, whether it's a carbine, a handgun, a long gun for, you know, distance shooting. How much, what is your balance of life in respect to your time, energy, and resources? Can you commit to training and practice? And you go from there. You know, I once had a guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're running out of time here. We're running out of time.
Okay.
You going to go get a Glock 43X and try that out?
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear about that one. Find Super Dave on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. There you will find out everything he's got going on. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hour number two is inbound. Going to be talking to Michael Etz from InvestUSA.org when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School, your future is waiting.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.